Swamiji, can we take up where Swamiji left off?
Huh?
Swamiji left off this morning.
Yeah.
Talking about Saguna Brahman and Ishwara and how a sadhu actually, or an Indian, comes to assimilate this knowledge.
Yeah. You know, there is a... there is a guru transference. Guru transference is there. That is to explain in psychological terms. The guru becomes the object of transference. And then you praise the guru, you accuse the guru, and all that. It goes on. There's a guru transference. And then afterwards it's all out. So, and then more nididhyasanam, I think. The guru advises nididhyasanam and puja and things like that. So, a lot of puja and japa and everything. So they have to let go. Let Ishwara be. And the emotions cannot have a hold over you. When there is certain clarity about what is, about the truth, then the more Ishwara is understood, more Ishwara is understood, and the emotions are all validated. See, suppose understanding the cognitive gain itself, suppose, is dependent upon emotional processing. So if the processing doesn't take place, there is no understanding, there is no knowledge. And that there is, unless there is knowledge, you cannot really accept the emotions. Like this, we get into a catch-22 situation. So, if you have knowledge, you can look at emotions objectively and absorb them. Unless you process them, then there is an impediment. Chitta samadhanam is not there. That is called chitta samadhanam. That's why samadhanam is there. The chitta samadhanam, one word, in the qualifications. So, viveka, vairagya, shama, dama, uparati, sthitiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, mumukshutva. And the samadhanam is a very big thing it is. Chitta samadhanam, it implies the processed emotions. That is chitta samadhanam. And that requires that is a qualification. It's a prerequisite for knowledge, and therefore you cannot bypass that. People try to bypass in the pratigatma approach. Ishwara, they give emotion means Ishwara. Emotion is Ishwara. Every emotion is Ishwara. And they want to bypass that. Ishwara bypass. And every bypass is Ishwara. The very attempt to bypass is Ishwara. So one cannot bypass. And so it's just a waste of time. Sometimes it ends up in denial and then it blows up. You live for a long time in denial, it it will explode. It becomes a Mount Helen. You know Helen?
Yeah.
You're local.
St. Helens. St. Helens.
Yeah. It's somewhere there, no? In Oregon.
Washington.
Washington, yeah. And so, the discussion on Ishvara should be more and more in Vedanta. So, tatpada lakshyam is tumpada lakshyam. The implied meaning of word that and the implied meaning of the word tvam, you, is one and the same. That's non-dual. That doesn't pose any problem. Therefore, one can very easily say there is no problem. And the person becomes a problem. Because tatpada vachyam is not properly understood. The vachyam. Vachyam means the immediate meaning of the word tat, cause of the world. That's how they present whole Brahman. Yato va yumani bhutani jayante. From which everything has come. Again Brahman. Tad vijignasasva tad brahme. That is Brahman. And then, if you look at the Chandogya, Sadeva Asit Idam Sarvam Jagat. Sadeva Somya Asit. In the Adav. Sadeva Somya Idam Agre Asit. Idam sarvam agre asit was sadeva. Then there is no. That is the tattvamasi prakarana. Tattvamasi kam tattvamasi. The cause was there. The entire jagat was is sat. Now he is the sat. And sat is sat. Already he has kept everything ready. And that is the creation, vacharam manam vikaro namadeyam, mrityika eva satyam. Out of clay all these have come, clay is satyam. All these are satyam. Clay is satyam. The whole thing is clay. And that is the whole vision of the Shruti and teaching method, everything is in it. And therefore, tatpada vachyam, the immediate meaning of the word tat is only jagat karana. And tvam is individual. At that level, you have to resolve. In Mandukya, when talking about Vishwa, individual Vishwa, individual Tejasa, the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper. Dreamer means with reference to one's own mind. Sukshma, Tejasa, Vishwa, the physical body along with everything, were complete as a person. But then there is Vaishwanara. He's always, the total is brought in. When Vishwa is discussed, total is brought in. When Tejasa is discussed, Hiranyagarbha is brought in. When Prajna is discussed, the cause, Ishvara, is brought in. So at this level itself you have to do. Adi, adi, adhyatmam, adi bhutam, adi devam. All these are talking about individual total. This individual total resolution, individual is by the awareness of the total, individual issues are all resolved. All the issues are accommodated in the awareness of the total Ishvara. It's not a simple thing at every level. Now you can even create more levels with reference to problems. You can create a pancreatic devata. It becomes a level, the Adhishtana Devata. But now for the time being we have got Pranapana. Pranapana Devatas. All respiratory problems come under the Prana Devata, Prana Devata. Then Apana Devata, Vyana Devata, Samana Devata. These are the Devatas. Everything comes under that, all the digestive issues, everything, liver, all come under Samana. Who is Vaishwanara? Jataragni. So it's all Devata, total. Total is a Devata from a given aspect standpoint, functionary standpoint. You can have more individual parts of the body. And then if there is a problem there, and then you can, that glandular problem, and you can create Ishvara for it in the total way, Devata. This glandular Devata, even though the word is not there, we are putting it under certain the broad group, then we can create one Devata. Yeah. And invoke. There's no, it'll work. The issue. We can create one. Glandular Devata.
Fingernail.
Huh?
I was thinking fingernail.
And a lot of Devata. So we will do the, we'll keep it here now as it is, and then afterwards we'll go for this video that we have to do. Afterwards I'll see. We'll go there and look at, and then again look at. Come on.
Thank you, Swamiji.